How much time is left before Dajjal appears as a human being? The timeline was given by the Prophet ﷺ in a hadith in which he is talking to his companion Muaz ibn Jabal. And he said, when Jerusalem is center stage and Medina is in forlorn desolation, then the next event to take place would be the Great War. After the Great War, the next event would be the conquest of Constantinople. And then after that comes the Khuruj of Dajjal. I know that the Great War is close by. I don't know how soon. But perhaps when it becomes clear that Russia has won the war in Ukraine and Ukraine has lost the war, then in order to save face, the West might cause the Great War to be launched with an act of a false flag. How will it take place? I don't know. But that the Great War will take place is there in the Hadith. It's there in the Hadith plainly. It's also there in the Quran, in Surah Al-Isra. But most of all, it is there in Surah Al-Rahman. Okay? So I don't know how much time we have left before the Great War. But I'm sure it's close. So you should be preparing for a place in the remote countryside to which you can move. My students have left Britain and gone to the mountains of North Pakistan. My students have bought a huge portion of land high up in the mountains of Mansera. And 15 houses are already being built in that project. So my students are working. This is in the remote countryside, and the mountain is better than the plain. So you should be thinking in terms of getting out of Britain, because this country is doomed before the Great War takes place. Since the entire world is running on the solar calendar, how is it feasible for us to live with the lunar calendar? Good question. If you recite the Quran with the moon, just read this book. I can't deliver two lectures on one evening. If you recite the Quran with the moon, then you begin to live with the moon. Chan kisad jina hai. And as you begin to recite the Quran with the moon and you begin to live with the moon, you will immediately return to sacred time. And when you return to sacred time, you no longer perceive time moving faster, and nur can enter into that heart. All of this destruction is happening has to do with Dajjal bringing to our dimension of time. I have said to you, Dajjal is dismantling the system of sacred time for this reason. You may perceive other reasons which I can't see. I'm just one person. But my understanding is he's dismantling the system of sacred time to rob us of internal sight, basira. And when you lose internal sight, you're just like sheep and cattle, and you will dance to every tune he plays. And you will joyfully embrace a cashless world. This is progress. A cashless world. Yeah? I went to my hotel to check in last night, and they said you have to put a deposit. £40. I took out the 40. They said, sorry, we're not accepting cash. There you are. See? I must have a card, a credit card, and I must transfer the money to them electronically. So I said, I'm not coming back to this hotel. But also I said, no problem. We just love the cashless world. We're like a fish in water in the cashless world. Because they're just like cattle. They have no bustle. They can't recognize that they've been taken for a ride. And at the end of this ride, Dajjal will dump them in the Jahannam. They can't see that. So that's why Dajjal wants you to abandon sacred time. Is Dajjal a person? And are all these things happening in the world today related to time, sacred time or worldly time? The Quran refers to a shadow and warns about a shadow which is to come. And Allah is sending that shadow to people who reject the truth. In particular, the truth that this is the true Messiah. And that shadow will appear in three parts. Intellico, ila zillin, zi salasi shu'ab. What surah is this? What? I can't hear you, okay. Mursalat. So Dajjal first appears as a shadow. And it was Dr. Israr Ahmad, rahimahullah, who spoke these unforgettable words. I was astonished when Dr. Israr said, he said, coming events cast their shadows before them. No Maulana from any Darul Uloom could have ever said that. None. It took a medical doctor to say it. Coming events cast their shadows before them. That is Surah Al-Mursalat. The Dajjal first appears as a shadow. And when the three parts of the shadow have come and gone, then Dajjal will appear in person. And when he comes in person, he will be in our world of space and time. وَسَائِرُ أَيَّامِهِ كَأَيَّامِكُمْ. Okay. All right, no more questions if you don't mind. That's enough. When so much of our daily life is locked together in this mechanical time, how can we work to move back to sacred time? Answer. Begin with the recitation of the Quran. Best time of all is to recite the Quran before dawn, in that last hour of the night. I forgot to mention, if during that last hour of the night, before dawn, if you feel sleepy, go back to sleep. Why? Because Allah wants to give you a dream. And as soon as you sleep, you'll get the dream. All right. If you recite the Quran every day, and you recite the correct juz of the Quran every day, and you khatam the Quran every lunar month, pretty soon you'll be living with the moon. And as you begin to live with the moon, you'll begin to disconnect from mechanical time. How long is there left before Dajjal appears? We already answered that question. Was the changing of the Qibla an example of Nasket? It certainly was an example of Nasket. Has Pax Judaica already commenced? Well, this is my lecture. This is my lecture in Birmingham on the 28th. Do please come to Birmingham. But this is not an easy subject. The problem I face is I am a solitary voice. There isn't a single other scholar of Islam anywhere in the world who hold the views that I have in explaining Dajjal. Mine is a solitary voice. Under normal circumstances, if you're standing up against the whole world of scholarship of Islam, you'll be forgotten in 24 hours. Yeah. You'll be pushed aside and you go down the river of no return. That this caravan is still moving, despite every single thing they've thrown against me, that this caravan is still moving, is startling proof that this is the truth. So please come to Birmingham to answer the question, has Pax Judaica arrived? All of this destruction is already taking place in the world and Dajjal has not as yet come. Answer? Yes, Dajjal is already here. And he's already in this world, but not in our dimension of time. So this is the shadow. The first part of the shadow came and went. I said in that first part of the shadow, among the things that happened was Britain becoming the ruling state in the world. Pax Britannica. But there may be other things as well that happened in the first part of the shadow. You are the ones who should do research. You are lucky that most of you were born in Britain. If you were born in Britain, or you've been living in Britain for so long, what are you doing when you are in this country? You should utilize this opportunity while living in Britain to study British history. How did Britain become the leading country in the Western world? How did Britain become Pax Britannica? How did Britain give to the world the Industrial Revolution? How did Britain give to the world the Feminist Revolution? But most important of all, how did Britain give the world the Scientific and Technological Revolution? And one mysterious part of the subject left, the relationship between Britain and time. What? The relationship between Britain and time. What relationship is there between Britain and time? Oh, you've never been to Greenwich, eh? Britain commands time, because time starts in Greenwich. Greenwich mean time. Yes. So when the three parts of the shadow, Pax Britannica, Pax Americana, Pax Judaica have ended, only then will Dajjal appear in our world of space and time as a human being. But at that time, Allah will then intervene. First of all, Imam al-Mahdi will come. And when Imam al-Mahdi comes, alayhi salam, then the Khilafah state will be restored in Makkah. And then Nabi Isa alayhi salam, the true Messiah, will come. I'm speaking slowly now so that you would understand. When the true Messiah comes, our Prophet has said that he will come as Al-Hakim, Al-Adil. Hakim comes from Hukuma, government. The Hakim is the one who rules. So is he coming to rule downtown Chicago? Or is the Messiah coming to rule the world the way Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam ruled the world? Answer? He's coming to rule the world. Oh, but how can he rule the world when he's ruling from Mecca? And from where will he rule the world if he's ruling from Mecca? Will he rule from Medina? Ah, you schoolboys. You don't need more than two peanuts worth of common sense. That's all. That's all. That's all. That's all. He is Khalifa and has a Khalifa Khilafah state in Mecca. Allah's Messenger never said that Imam al-Mahdi is going to rule the world. He said the Messiah will come as al-Hakim al-Adil. Obviously, he's going to rule from Jerusalem, not from Mecca, because he's not sent to this Ummah. Where is the evidence? He's not sent to this Ummah. Absolute truth is in the Quran, is not in the Hadith. Absolute truth is in the Quran, is not in the Seerah. Absolute truth is in the Quran, is not in the Tafsir. And I am faithful to absolute truth. The Quran says about Nabi Isa alayhi salam, وَرَسُولًا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. And the Quran says, يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ. O Banu Israel, I am a prophet of Allah sent to you, not to the Ummah of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And if he's going to rule, he has to rule over Banu Israel, not over the Ummah of Muhammad. So Imam al-Mahdi has a Khilafah state in Mecca. So obviously, if he's ruling from Jerusalem, there will be another Khilafah state in Jerusalem. And Nabi Isa alayhi salam will be ruling from Jerusalem. Those are the three parts of the shadow, followed by Dajjal appearing in person, and then the events of Mahdi and Nabi Isa alayhi salam returning. Read my book entitled The Messiah, the Quran, and Akhiru Zaman. Is joining the United Nations kufr? Yes, it is. Allah says in the Quran, وَلَا تَتَّخِذُ مِن دُونِ وَكِيلًا. Do not submit to any supreme authority other than my supreme authority. And the United Nations says you have to submit to our supreme authority. It's there in the Charter of the United Nations. Article 24 and 25 of the Charter. The Security Council has supreme authority in the world in all matters pertaining to international peace and security. So, being a member of the United Nations organization and acceding to the Charter is an act of kufr. Do you think we'll ever get the scholars of Islam to say that? What role will Russia play when Imam al-Mahdi comes and Nabi Isa alayhi salam? This is a beautiful subject, but we don't have the time for it. As a Muslim, when should we leave the West? You should have already left the West. Do the elites who run the world communicate with Dajjal spiritually? Can you explain? At the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, someone help me. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَىٰ شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ. And when they are with their shayateen. So yes, the Quran does confirm that there are those who are in contact with the shayateen of the jinn and shayateen of the human beings, yes. But there's more to the subject than I mentioned there. You mentioned the possibility of lies in the hadith. Is it possible? I prefer to say fabricated hadith. That the Umayyad dynasty was responsible for it. Who is responsible for the fabrication in the hadith is not a subject I deal with. There are others who can deal with it. But most certainly there are fabrications in the hadith. But the methodology for the pursuit of knowledge, which is what Iqbal adopted, and that is clear in his reconstruction of religious thought of Islam, that methodology for the study of the Quran is not the one used in the Darul Uloom. It's not the methodology used by the world of Islamic scholarship. That's why Iqbal is so different from the rest. Our Prophet said that my ummah is like the rain. I do not know which shower is better, the first or the last. And I say, in addition to the military component of the last shower, there is an intellectual component of the last shower. And I see Iqbal as opening the door for that last shower of intellectual rain. Not that Iqbal did not make mistakes. Of course. Iqbal had no knowledge of Islamic eschatology at all. Iqbal rejected the belief in the Imam al-Mahdi. Iqbal rejected belief that Nabi Isa alayhi salam will return. All of these things. There are lots of deficiencies there in Iqbal's eschatology. But Iqbal used a different methodology for the study of the Quran from that which is conventionally used. And in doing so, he opened the door for the last shower of scholarly rain. And in this book, my teacher responded to Iqbal's call for a reconstruction of religious thought in Islam. Read this book and you'll find it. And we who are students of Maulana Fadl Rahman Ansari, rahimahullah, we were blessed to inherit that model of scholarship. Should we be making efforts to expose Dajjal's deep state in the foot? Oh, yes. There are many who are already making an effort to do that. The deep state is very violently at work in Pakistan to ensure that the Pakistani people never have the freedom to choose their own leader. The leader is chosen by the armed forces. The leader is chosen by the Western diplomats in Islamabad, but the leader is never chosen by the people. The same picture around the world of Islam. This is how Dajjal controls the world of Islam. What is your take on Imran Khan currently? I think Imran Khan is going to die in prison. I don't think he'll ever be released from prison. I hope I'm wrong. Because I don't think the Pakistani people can follow the example of Iran. No. The Iranian people came out on the streets and about a million of them died. And they brought down the regime of the Shah, the most powerful government and the most powerful armed force in the whole world of Islam, with the most powerful intelligence service, the SAVAK, the most notorious was the SAVAK. And the Iranian people liberated Iran. Oh yes. I'm not seeing the evidence that the Pakistani people can follow the example of Iran. And if they don't do that, there's no hope for Imran Khan. How does the Dajjal relate to Surah Al-Kahf? I have a book at the back entitled Surah Al-Kahf in the Modern Age. And in that book, I explain the relationship with Dajjal. And the last one is a question I can't answer. What is the significance of having a red cow slaughtered in Masjid Al-Aqsa? You'll have to ask the rabbi tomorrow night. I hope to see you in Wembley. I have a session with two rabbis, first time in my life. And our topic is Judaism and Zionism. But I have a secret. Don't tell them. It's a secret. I want to use that session to get them to talk about Islamic, about Jewish eschatology, because they're very secretive. They won't reveal their views. And I want them to talk. All right? Instead of me talking about Jewish eschatology, let them talk about Jewish eschatology. I want to use this opportunity. It may never come again. Thank you so much for your kindness to me and your patience. I can now autograph your books.